very much. You know, when they asked me back in January if I would host the Oscars, the first thought that came into my mind was, would there be enough time for my facelift to heal? And right now, all over the world, there are 800 million people watching us right now, and every one of them is thinking the exact same thought, that we're all gay. But that is what is great about show business. It's a tolerant business. It's the most tolerant in the world. You have black people, white people, Asians, Hispanics, Jews, Christians, all working together, all because of a single common love, publicity. People say to me, Steve, you're a Hollywood actor. You must be so separated from the world. How do you keep in touch with ordinary life? Well, it is possible, and it can be done. Like, the other day I was having dinner at my house with Mel, Julia, Tom, and Gwyneth. Now, earlier, Mel had called and wanted to bring a friend, you know, some guy who helps children. And I said, Mel, let's just keep it names above the title. And he understood, and he was fine with that. And then Tom said, you know, you just can't get decent sunglasses anymore. And Julia said, well, there's a great sunglasses shop in Beverly Hills. So I said to Tom, you know, the next time you have your driver drop your kids off at school, why don't you have him pick you up a pair of sunglasses? And Tom said, well, I drop my kids off at school. And I said, what? And then Tom said to Gwyneth that he loved Shakespeare in Love. And then Gwyneth said to Tom that she loved Castaway. And then Julia said to Mel that she loved What Women Want. And Mel said to Julia that he loved Aaron Brockovich. And then it was late and they all went home. And I thought, this is what I've always dreamed about. Dinner at home with friends where we discuss the arts. So I am pleased to introduce our first presenter, one of the stars of Traffic, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Good evening. Centuries before man knew how to count the years, he knew how to draw pictures. Cavemen illustrated their walls with their dreams. Today's dreams are projected on the walls of multiplexes, illustrated by the movie's art directors, whom we now honor. For best achievement in art direction, the nominees are Tim Yip, whose designs provided the perfect setting for blending fantasy and legend in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Michael Kornbluth, the art direction, and Meredith Boswell for the set decoration of that Yuletide tale of Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Arthur Max, the art direction, and Crispian Salis for the set decoration that depicted the glory of the Roman Empire in Gladiator. Martin Childs, the art direction, and Joe Cotier for the set decoration of the pained and turbulent life of the Marquis de Sade in Quills. And from a different page of French history is the art direction of Jean Rabas and the set decoration of Francoise Benoit Fresco that captured the culinary perfection of Vatel. And the Oscar goes to Tim Yip for Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.